Okay, hi Beth. How are things down at the market? How many vendors do you have this year? And what's been on offer so far?
On the first couple months from April till probably middle of June, we have an average of maybe six vendors. And then as the produce starts coming in, we have more, and I think we'll have a total of 10 vendors this year. Right now, we have some lettuces and radishes is coming in nice, green onions.
I've also seen a lot of vendors are bringing tomato plants, flower pots, and that sort of thing for folks to take home and grow themselves.
Yes, at the beginning, we have a few vendors that bring tomato plants, pepper plants, and it's kind of slowing down now, but I see a lot of people coming out and wanting to start their own garden.
Right, and then if it all goes downhill for them, they can come back and get their veggies professionally grown from the farmers.
Exactly. Exactly. They know where to come.
What's coming up next that people are excited about?
A few of our customers are waiting for the new potatoes and peas so that they can fix that.
New potatoes and peas. All right, tell me about that.
Yes, and in a cream sauce. I grew up on that. It was like when the first spring, right after spring, it was like middle of June, you got the new potatoes and the peas, and then mom would make a cream sauce. Oh, fabulous.
Sounds awfully good. All right. Beth, thank you so much for chatting today. Have a great market tomorrow, and we'll talk to you later this season. That was Beth Burchett, manager of the Pony Express Farmers Market, which has run for 30 years down in St. Joseph. You can catch it each week from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., Saturdays and Wednesdays, in the East Hills Mall parking lot. For KXEV, KRNW, Mrs. Gavin McGough.